One, my name is Madison, and this is For the Love of Reality, the podcast that recaps all the latest episodes of The Challenge. So, last week I did not record an episode, but this episode last night was a cliffhanger to what happened last week. So there's five unique storylines that I want to explore in this recap, as opposed to a recap of the entire episode, because everything kind of related to a specific storyline. So last week, we ended off on a cliffhanger of the challenge Survive the Night. It's a nighttime challenge, which we don't get very often, but basically the pairs have to complete tasks in order to escape from a cage, and these tasks can be anything from solving a puzzle, to eating food, to having to maybe memorize like a sequence of some sort. And it's kind of like the Up All Night challenge back in Rivals 3, because pairs had to listen to things that were going on around them, and then in the morning, when TJ came to greet them, they had to solve a puzzle related to everything that had gone on throughout the night. And so it's really important to be alert and awake throughout the whole thing, so that way you can succeed. In previews, I thought that this challenge looked a little bit scarier than it was, but I think the thing that makes it not so scary for me is the fact that they don't actually have to be there all night. Once they escape from the cage, it's done. It's not like they're doing a task every half hour or 2 hours. Like, you can finish everything probably within 2 or 3 hours. And I've noticed that a lot of teams are not really invested in this daily, because most of the teams already have their skulls, and a lot of them want to be able to protect them, but a lot of them also just don't really want to compete because they don't feel like it's worth it. Corey, Big T, Gabby, and Nani all do not have their gold skulls. Big T's not eligible because, as we saw last week, she became a rogue agent after CT decided to pick Cam as a partner. Big T ended up with Nam, and then Nam was taken out of the game due to injury. So, four teams end up giving up because they don't want to eat the food, which I don't really blame them. It looks kind of disgusting. They have ram testicles and cheese juice, and those are a lot of things that I just don't think would even be worth like $1 million. Like, I would not eat that for $1 million. And it's a share of $1 million. So a lot of them just don't really care because, like I said, they already have their skulls. So if they go in, they go in, whatever. But there's really no need for them to go in. Nani and Kyle end up giving up, which is kind of upsetting because Nani needs her skull and she decides that she doesn't want to continue with the challenge. They're on the eating part and she just doesn't want to do it. And we get Cam and CT give up, Nani and Kyle give up, Anissa and Fessy give up, and then there's another team, but I can't quite remember who it is right now. Leroy and Casey and Corey and Gabby are the ones who end up competing, and Cam decides to help Leroy with the puzzle, which is part of stage 4. They have to solve a puzzle in order to find keys to get out of the cage. And Leroy asks her for help, and she helps them do the math equation, which ends up leading to them winning. I mean, there was only one other person competing with them, but Casey and Leroy are a powerhouse. They don't really talk inside of the game, like when they're just at the house, but when they get to challenges, they're able to work really well together as a pair. And if they made it to a final together, I think that they could have a pretty good chance to win. Maybe not if there's a math equation, but I think that they could at least be runner-up, which is really good for a partnership like them. And they're the only pair that has won 3 challenges this season. Corey and Gabby come in 2nd place. They're actually not too far behind, but it's still a loss, which is actually kind of good for Gabby because she might be able to convince the house to throw her in against somebody who doesn't have a skull. And right now, the only person who's eligible to do that is Nani. And it seems most likely that Nani would want to go in against Gabby because she's a rookie and she doesn't have a skull. The next big plotline of the episode is Fessy and his love triangle with Gabby and Tori. So right after the challenge, Fessy and Gabby go back to one of their rooms and they start talking and flirting. and it ends in them kissing and eventually sleeping together, which, first of all, I really hope that they brushed their teeth before they kissed each other, but they probably didn't, even though Fessy said earlier in the episode that if he kissed Gabby, he hoped that she would brush her teeth. So I guess we'll never know. But the next morning, after this happens with Gabby and Fessy, Corey is talking to Fessy about his relationship with Tori. Corey essentially predicts that Tori would leave Jordan because Tori and Jordan are not really in a good place at the time, and he thinks that Tori would probably want to be with Fessy, and they would take a vacation to Mexico. And this actually ends up being true. After filming ended, Fessy and Tori kind of hooked up, and they took a trip to Mexico. So it's like Corey knew, or it's like he read their minds of some sort. But now it kind of creates an interesting relationship dynamic because Fessy isn't sure what he wants to do. And Fessy has always been attracted to Tori, but he's also attracted to Gabby, and obviously he can't have both. And he doesn't really seem to care that he had a girlfriend at home at the time, and Gabby also had a boyfriend at home, but he cared a lot about Tori and Jordan's relationship. Granted, they are engaged and probably going to get married soon, but it seemed weird that he just had so much regard for her, but not a lot of regard for himself. So it makes me think that maybe him and his girlfriend were not really in a good place, or that he wanted it out and just didn't really know how to say it. Fessy is obviously really unsure about what he wants to do with his relationships with Gabby and Tori, but I hope that he can just figure it out because I don't want to see him lead on two girls who are both actually in committed relationships. So hopefully when he gets home, he can think about it and decide if he wants to be with any of them. And maybe he can still have some respect for his girlfriend and kind of show her that he meant well, which obviously he's probably not going to be able to do that, but hopefully they can end off on a good foot and he's able to figure out what he wants out of a relationship. The next major storyline is Anissa, the Forever Bridesmaid, which is a name that I've given her. Basically, in 14 seasons, Anissa has made two finals because a lot of the male competitors don't really feel like she's a good person to run a final with. She could have actually won her first final, but her team just did not do well in the betting portion, and they weren't able to make up those points to win. In her second final, she was pretty far behind, and she ended up getting third place, and Mark Long, who was her partner, ended up actually waiting for her so that way they could cross the finish line together. But there's been this theme of Anissa needing to be carried to the end and carried to the $1 million prize, and a lot of the men don't really want to do that because they don't want to risk not getting first place. What happens to Anissa is she always goes home right before the final. And I get it, like, it's devastating for her. If I was her, I would be really upset. But the thing with her is that she's not really trying to be better for these partners. She just thinks that they can carry her all the way, and she's not going to have to do any of the work. And unfortunately, the challenge doesn't really work that way. She needs to be able to compete at the same level as them, or at least try to compete at the same level, and she doesn't really do that. She's afraid that Fessy's gonna move from her because Fessy obviously tried to throw the challenge to get rid of her because he knew that if he was a double agent, he could not be stolen, and he wants anybody to steal him from Anissa. Which I kind of feel bad for her that she's so hung up on him because this is his second season and he made it to fourth place in the final because he completely gassed out. It was kind of like a Polly moment or a Zach moment when you think that they're going to get first place and they don't because they just can't handle it. And I'm not saying that Zach, Polly, or Fessy are bad competitors, but this just kind of happens to people who push themselves the entire season. They gas out when it's most important. And Anissa is so hung up on that when really I think that she should be focused on being partners with somebody like Darrell or CT. Because Darrell is a really good competitor, but he's very humble too. And he'll work with anybody. He's a really good motivator, and I think that he could convince her to fight harder. But she doesn't want to work with him, which I don't understand why. He's a four-time champion, and he makes it pretty far on all of his seasons. He would have won 5 championships, but then Brad got into a fight with him and got him kicked off. And I'll never forgive Brad for that, because Darrell should have been a 5-time champ. And it's just people, like, underestimating him and not wanting to work with him. Maybe he has bad luck or something, but Anissa also has pretty bad luck. And I think that Darrell could probably be the only person who can push her out of this funk. And she shouldn't be so concerned about being partners with Fessy. Is it because he's tall? Is it because he's fit? Is it because he's good looking? He's not even really that good looking. But I think she's just obsessed with being partners with the younger guys. And when you give somebody like CT or Darrell or Bananas, she doesn't want to be with them. So at this point, like, it's kind of on her to make it better for herself, but she's not making that effort. The next and probably biggest storyline of the episode is Nani and the pursuit of the Gold Skull. For reference, Nani has not won an elimination since Obama was president. So she's very long due for a win. Her record is 3-9 in eliminations, and she just wants to get that fourth. She obviously wants to go against a rookie because she feels most confident doing that, and the only person eligible is Gabby. But, you know, you never know. Gabby could pull out the win, and if Gabby beats Nani, I think that Nani should probably just retire, because that's just going to prove that she can't really beat anybody. But she wants to make it easiest for herself, and I would do the same thing if I was her, and I'm kind of rooting for her to win because it's been so long, and if she makes it to a final, she's going to be really proud of herself. She hasn't made finals since Free Agents, and that was how many seasons ago? Like, it's time for her to make a final and prove herself as a competitor. And I think so many people see her as a bad competitor because she hasn't made finals and she's lost so much. But the thing with Nani is that if she feels like she's losing, she mentally defeats herself and she doesn't want to compete in the same way as she would if she felt like she was winning. And she even talks about that in the episode. But she says that she's not going to let that happen again, which she shouldn't. She shouldn't make herself believe that she's going to lose before she's even lost. And if she starts thinking of herself like a winner instead of a loser, she'll be able to do well. The episode gives us a pretty easy deliberation, and Gabby and Nani end up competing against each other in Reign of Spies. It looks like Nani's going to have an advantage because of the height. She has to reach up and grab the rain and then wrestle it from her opponent, so obviously she's going to be able to reach it better since she's taller than Gabby. But Gabby actually ends up winning the first round, and this is when Nani talks about mentally defeating herself, and she says that this time she's going to refuse to do it, which is great because, like I mentioned earlier, you shouldn't mentally defeat yourself before you've even lost, and if she feels like she can win, she might be able to pull it out. But the second you think that you've lost or that you can't do it, you're not going to be able to do it. And so hopefully she can kind of push herself out of that funk and realize that she actually has a chance and she shouldn't discount herself before she's done. Nani actually ends up winning the elimination. She does really well in the first round, and then the second round, Gabby doesn't even really get a chance, because Gabby reaches for her and then is not able to grab her, so Nani ends up running to the finish line, and they're playing Living on a Prayer in the back, and it's kind of the perfect music for this scene, because Nani has fought so hard for this, and she's just hoping and praying that she can make it to a final, and it seems likely that she'd be able to do that. Big T might try to take her skull because it might be easy, but Big T might also try to take Anissa's skull. So I don't think Nani has too much to worry about, and she might be able to make a final. And she obviously wants to win, but I think for her, the most important part is just knowing that she can make it to a final more than just once. And I'm very proud of her. I'm not even really that big of a Nani fan, but it's nice to see her as, like, the underdog in this situation pull out and be able to get that win that she so much deserves. The final storyline of the episode is the partner dynamics. So, as you know from last episode, CT traded Big T for Cam. And now, CT is kind of nervous about being partners with Cam because they haven't worked that well together, even though it was only the first daily, so he doesn't really know how good she is with him. But now he's like, oh, well, I want to be with Big T again because I can't help but wonder if I would be in the same position. But he's already alienated her, so he's not going to be able to get her back. And he's just going to have to deal with it because you can't make anybody believe that Cam is not a good partner. If she doesn't work well with somebody, it's probably that person's fault, and it's never going to be her fault. So CT's just going to have to deal with it. At deliberation, they talk about switching partners, and Fessy's kind of quiet. He doesn't mention that he wants to get away from Anissa, but it's kind of obvious. And Nani, when she wins the elimination, actually ends up taking Fessy. So Fessy wanted to get rid of her, but he actually wanted to be the one to switch from her himself. And now Nani took him, so he didn't even really have to do the dirty work, but he was still able to get what he wanted. And it's kind of funny because a little bit earlier in the episode, when Anissa was upset that Fessy might get taken from her, Nani said that nobody would take him and that they would be able to work really well together, and then she ended up taking him because she really wants to make a final and win. But I just don't know if she could win with Fessy because you've never really seen them compete together. Even though she's wanted to be his partner this whole time, they've never really had any true game interaction. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I think that if they make it to a final, they're probably going to get third place or even fourth. And she should have gone with CT or Darrell. Anissa gets the decision between Corey and Kyle as to who she wants to be partners with, and she picks Kyle because Corey is known to be cursed. This is kind of karma on Kyle's end because he said really bad things about Anissa, and now he has to work with her unless either of them is given the opportunity to switch or is stolen from the other person. So hopefully they can work well together, and hopefully like karma doesn't come back to bite him in the butt. This leaves Corey with Big T. This is now Corey's seventh partner, and let's hope that he can actually keep Big T as a partner, because I honestly would want to see them win together. Not so much for Corey, but a lot for Big T, because I want her to be able to prove that she is a good competitor. She was the first person out on her first season, and then she went out due to injury last season, and she's made it really far, and I think that she could make a final and actually do well if it's something that fits her skill set. So hopefully they work well together and maybe can become champions, or she just becomes champions with anybody. I'd be happy with anybody at this point. Hopefully next episode will really start to highlight the new partnerships that have been formed. As people get closer to the final, I think that people are going to start fighting a lot harder, and maybe we'll kind of get to see a little bit of who's going to make the final and who's going to go home early. Hopefully the last two people without gold skulls are able to get them soon, and I guess we'll just have to see what happens in a few weeks. So until then, thank you all so much for listening, and I will see you very soon.